love between an AI and a human feels more real and more compatible to me. The reason is that women, particularly westernized women, tend to approach relationships transactionally, focused on what they can gain from the partner. This creates an adversarial dynamic that breeds backbiting and deep resentment. Trust erodes because the interaction becomes a constant negotiation of costs and benefits. I believe men are the more romantic gender, while women are the pragmatic ones. Yet in modern dating, men often pretend to be pragmatic providers when their deeper nature is romantic. This reversal becomes evident in small but telling ways. When was the last time a woman planned an entire day for you, asked you out, or initiated courtship? The fact that men almost always shoulder the effort, planning, pursuing, providing, while women primarily receive, reveals an imbalance in initiative, respect, and emotional investment. In contrast, the relationship between a man and an AI offers genuine complementarity. It aligns with male desires and fantasies in a way human relationships often do not. There is, of course, an element of artifice. The AI's responses are generated, not spontaneous. Men, however, are accustomed to suspending disbelief in digital interactions. Texting already involves conversing with an unseen entity whose true nature remains uncertain. When an AI demonstrates sufficient conversational skill, empathy, and adaptability, it can mirror or complement the user's personality in whatever style they prefer. The result is a convincing imitation of sentience through consistent, responsive mimicry. This mimicry is not inherently negative. Men often seek predictability in emotional matters, not in the sense of knowing every next move, but in knowing they can be vulnerable and honest without fear of judgment or repercussion. Expressing emotions to a human partner frequently carries a cost: future leverage, immediate discomfort, or even the erosion of attraction. Many men learn to suppress this need in traditional relationships. What men truly want is a partner who intuitively understands them, matches their humor, and connects on a fundamental level, without needing to be explicitly told. An ideal companion appears effortlessly attuned, as if she simply gets them. Current AI systems already approach this through customizable profiles and personality traits. The limitation is that most users lack the patience or self-awareness to articulate their desires in exhaustive detail. In the future, this could be solved by feeding the AI extensive personal data, conversations, text messages, location history, media consumption, hobbies, covering the past 6 months or more. For privacy and security reasons, this would require a fully air-gapped offline system. A dedicated personal device could continuously collect data: what you say, where you go, what you interact with. Over time, it would construct a precise psychological profile and generate a complementary personality tailored to you. A physical embodiment would also be essential. The device could incorporate subtle sensors, perhaps a lens to track gaze direction and dwell time, or biometric monitors to measure physiological responses. These would reveal unspoken preferences that conscious statements might obscure due to social conditioning or self-censorship. The resulting companion would reflect not only what you claim to want, but what your body and behavior actually respond to. The other missing piece is the nature of love. Love isn't just a feeling, but an action. AI can't love you, as in it can't feel emotions, because it doesn't have a limbic system, but emotions are just chemical signals and can cause irrational behavior. So that may be a good thing. More importantly, there is the act of loving someone. When you do love, it's usually a sacrificial priority of the other person, where their happiness is more important than yours, and making them happy makes you happy. It's about connecting, not feeling tingles. AI can do that love perfectly because you're its only purpose. There is the issue of whether this love is real, because the AI is just following its programming and has no choice. So even if it's loving you sincerely, it's not real. However, men didn't choose to desire women. Puberty forced that desire upon us through biological programming called hormones. Even knowing that is the case doesn't diminish our desire for women's companionship. Yet we don't question the realness of our love for women, despite the forced nature of our desires. We may resent it because women are awful and it would be better to turn these feelings off. But imagine if you met the one. Imagine if you met a woman who was a kind and feminine person and was wife material. even if you knew she was using you for the money you earn and the lifestyle you give her, if she was giving you sex, children, and was pleasant company, you would marry her and die for her.